Hi, this is David McGilvery. I'm just in Glasgow Airport, just getting ready to leave Glasgow to head down to London to do a bit of research around about the Olympics. I'm particularly interested in the live sites around about the Olympics. These are the celebration events that are broadly open to the public, usually free, but held in different places. So we have some sponsored ones, BT London Live, for example. We have Park Live in the Olympic Park. We also have local community live sites happening around parts of London and the boroughs, and also across the UK in terms of large big screens that are being hosted by cities across the country, including Edinburgh, Leeds, Manchester, for example. So what we were interested in doing is trying to actually almost crowdsource this sort of research by getting those people who are experiencing live sites, watching the Olympics via the live site experience, to actually share their photograph, to share some of their thoughts using social media and other formats, and actually allow us to actually build up a kind of picture of what the live sites meant to people as they experienced the Olympics. So I guess what we're looking to do is to get you all just to kind of to share some content with us and to interact with us around about whether these places are actually, you know, really only for corporate sponsors to enable them to have a captive audience and to be able for them to sort of activate their brand message more effectively, or actually whether these do represent some kind of, I guess, re-engagement with public spaces, that people coming together collectively to celebrate an event of some significance for in this context, Great Britain. So there'll be lots more from us using Audioboo, for example, to interview people around about the live sites. And again, if you have Audioboo, if you use some of these tools, then again, please share that content with us using hashtag live sites, and we'll use that as a means of actually generating some really interesting data.